Blog Talk Radio.
Check one, check two, testing one, two, check two, check three, check four, check five, where's that static? Check one, check two, check three, check four, one, two, three, where's that static coming from? Gotta get rid of that static. Check one, check two, check three, where's that static?
We're talking about entrepreneurship, right?
That's what we're talking about. What are we talking about today?
Entrepreneurship.
Okay, ready? Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, America, United States, Cleveland, Ohio, wherever you're at located in the world today, you know what time it is. It's none other than time for church and hip-hop with my main crew from the Church of True Light. The light with the church with the light. All right, with my main man, Dr. Akins. How you doing, sir?
You doing good, Apostle. With my main man, Minister Lois and Deacon Juwan in the house. It's ladies' night. We get Jazz, Kelly, and Germany in the house. Germany's making her way. I think Kelly and Jazz are already here. They're pressing
you
away.
You know, whatever.
Instagram, Antoine, put it out for me. Shout out to my son Antoine, who's going to join us next week. He's been working hard, grinding, making that money. Don't let the money make you.
Hey,
he'll
man.
Be in the studio. But Lowe's, what's going on, man? It's cold out there. What's going on?
Man, you ain't never lied about that one, man. You're tired of this, man.
Right.
Man, right, man. What is this, the day after tomorrow or something, man?
Right.
Like, it's constantly getting colder and colder, man.
I know.
So, this the revelation.
Right,
man.
Yeah. What's going on? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter handle, all that good stuff.
My Instagram name is KelzPSILoveYou, KelzPSILoveYou.
Right.
And my Facebook name is Kelly Dorsey, Dorsey. Happy to be here today.
Wow.
Who let you join our cast, man? Okay, where you from? New, old? Yeah. Who made you join our cast, baby? Who made you want to come on our broadcast?
I just wanted to.
That's not a good enough explanation to tell the people. We got to give them what they want.
I mean, I've been here like 7 times. You have it.
People being on spirit, same
care.
Ain't ever been.
nothing, but you know, they're scared to go across town,
right?
Because they never left their environment.
Exactly.
If you never leave your environment, how can you ever do anything? You know what I mean?
Can't
you small minded, and
right.
I get like Sidney and Jazz go to Columbus, we run out of a ball, tell them about
right.
something. Oh man, y'all was down there kicking it with them white folks, doing that. How? Because we down there having fun with different
right.
minorities,
that's
different
right.
cultures, different shaking
yeah.
fun.
We call it network.
We
call it network.
That's
right.
exactly
right.
what it is.
We call it network.
Think like you.
Yeah.
But if you go outside
exactly.
your network, you're going to get people to think like this
right.
and all that, people
yeah.
to think like this and like that. You got to get outside
like
your network.
Like I said last week, recon, right?
Recon.
Right.
Right.
The recon.
You
got to
get
friends. I
right.
pick everybody, bro.
You
got to
get outside.
Right.
Yeah.
church hip hop part two. We had the guys in. What about the girls? Here's what I want to talk about. A friend of mine, I can't mention her name. She didn't, after school, she went to a Vogue beauty shop, and she told me she'll come on the show, but no names for right now. And then she blew that thing up, man. She's got a lucrative business here in the city. She's got about 4 or 5 salons, living good, doing good, driving good. She's an entrepreneur. You're ready to launch her own makeup line through Sephora. She told me I could talk about that. And she's going to come on Church and Hip Hop. She's watching. Her crew is watching at the shop. They know what I'm talking about. Thank God they take care of pastor's nails. I appreciate it. All right, y'all know that. Y'all tell me don't get no names yet because y'all want to come on.
Sure, I think I know who that is.
Entrepreneurship. Yeah, I like these girls who grind like that. They come out and they start these beauty shops and boom. Now, what do y'all think about that?
I think it's great. Like, I'm excited to be in it. Like, I love the whole beauty industry. I mean, I know a lot just yet because I'm just beginning. And I just love it so far. Like, I can't say, like, it's my passion. But I do love it. And I love it. You know,
like it. Mm-hmm. And what school are you going to? Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell.
How long you got here?
I graduate in June.
Uh-oh. Congratulations.
I'm telling you, what do you think? Your college degree, Eastern Michigan University, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about entrepreneurship? Are we going to bump and grind on jobs, or are you going to step out on faith and do something and launch something? What is God putting on your heart about entrepreneurship?
I personally am pro-entrepreneurship because I've never been a good employee.
Ooh, okay.
And I feel like I was meant to work for myself.
Good.
And
good.
I feel like there's so many different opportunities. There's
it
so
is.
Many different doors to open and windows. So I feel like I'm definitely pro-entrepreneurship, and I think other people should be too, because when you work a job for so long, what do you
right.
really get at the
right.
end? You think about it. You work 40,
right.
50 years.
Yeah.
What do you get
watch.
Out of it?
They give you a watch.
A plaque.
Have you found discovered anything
yeah.
you would like to do?
Yeah. Give us some ideas. Something on your heart, something in your spirit?
I personally would like to be a personal shopper and wardrobe stylist for people on high end.
Okay.
Like, I want to shop for them.
Be a stylist. A stylist.
Shop
for LeBron.
Yeah, but, like but also
LeBron.
Like a packer. Like, you know when they go on vacation and stuff? You know, like when they go on vacation, I like
right.
shop for them, pack for them, plan for
oh,
them,
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Got
you. Upper middle class.
I got you.
Upper, like, upper class.
Upper
class.
Upper,
upper. All the way upper. Upper, upper.
Okay.
So the rich man, So the boy comes, he's coming to full suit 4 a.m.
Right.
So the man getting in the water, so the boy's coming in the water, coming in the water. But the man, like, man, this is the little, the young guy, like, he crazy.
Right.
He crazy. I just want to get paid. I want success. Woo woo. So long story short, the rich man touched the young guy's head and put it up under the water.
Right.
Hold his
right.
head up under the water.
Right.
So when the old man lifted the boy, the young guy's head back up, he says, now what did you want when he's under the water? He said, to breathe. He said, that's
Ooh.
Exactly what it is. When you want success that hard, you're going to take this, you're going to ruin this all you think about.
Yeah.
So it goes back to pipe dream. It goes back to the reality. It goes back to the drive. It goes back to the hustle.
Ambition.
Man.
I like
you
ambition,
know what
too. It's got to be drive, ambition,
and drive. Yeah, it ain't, like, you want to shine, it ain't hard. Get on your grind, man.
And they don't like anything, man. But you gotta have that drive, and it's
yeah,
probably gotta get the cost, man. It's
yeah,
cost of drive.
Yeah, you
gotta
get something.
You gotta get a lot of stuff, man.
Like,
I see this quote, I never forget. I posted on Instagram and anything, and it was like one of the realest things I ever seen. And it said, the cost of ambitions,
mm-hmm.
late nights, early mornings.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They say loss of associates, very few friends.
Yeah.
You'll be misunderstood.
Yeah.
You'll be single
yeah.
unless you're lucky enough to find someone who understands your lifestyle.
That's right.
People will. People want you to do good, but never better than them.
That's right.
And for those reasons,
yeah.
you'll be many things alone. And as I swear,
that's deep.
I read that.
So
all that was coming true. All that was true for me. Late nights,
read them again.
The cost of ambitions
right.
was, all this has been true for me.
Right.
I done had late nights,
right.
early mornings.
Right.
I got lost associates,
yeah,
but I got a couple friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been misunderstood about this whole process of what I'm trying to do, how I'm trying to make it go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You will be single unless you let the five don't understand.
Right.
They swerve it down.
They ain't giving them time.
Well, John, I'm doing this,
Trigger hip hop question for you.
Okay.
How many of you all watch Empire?
I love it. Empire, that's good.
Because it is a show about business.
Yeah.
And a family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch it.
And because you're already about your business, so that's good.
Business.
And you don't need to
say it.
Now, who watches TV? No, who
watches TV?
Late night, I'll be on your phone like this with my little phone.
Oh, Lucius!
Yeah.
Okay, go get my
So, you know, I'll watch TV. But at that 4 o'clock in the morning, come in the house for the bar, you go, okay, got some time.
I'll watch Empire.
But I guess my question is the drive that he had to get to where he is.
Where he came from, the streets.
But also, too, one thing that a lot of people don't know, I think, about the music industry is that the devil's all up in that.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
The devil is everywhere.
He's all up in
the music industry. And do you feel that as Christians that you have a harder road to success?
Do it the right way.
Yep.
Or does God just move everything out of the way and you just
somewhere in the Bible it says.
it says,
he's going to reprimand those who know versus the ones who don't know.
Right.
So he holds us to, it's like, he holds us against us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you know better.
Right.
These people in the world, they don't know, so they're going to do whatever they want,
okay,
but y'all got it. Y'all going to
be
held accountable. Exactly. Because we know. That's definitely harder.
Right. And then the thing is, man, this is my thing. The man, when he was upstairs, he was the minister of music, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He had to go on, right?
Right.
So when they kicked him out, all of a sudden, now music is just the popular thing. On the, think about it now. We all listen to music.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, we listen to music, no matter what kind of music it is, gospel music.
Right.
I listen to
But I'm a holy man.
So how can you work in the devil's business?
Because the holy man put me in that devil's business to see what I was going
to
do.
And you're expecting to have success.
Yeah. Because he's going to make you succeed. Because he'd be on my back all the time.
Because I was thinking about the last show. You know, we were talking about it. We were coming up with ideas and plans and ways to help you succeed. But, you know, I mean, you're selling spirits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're selling spirits. You're selling the Colt 45 spirit. You're selling the, I don't even know all the liquor's name, but you're selling the vodka spirit and the gin bean spirit and all these spirits. So what is the plan? Because your heart is,
his heart is right.
His heart is for what your grandfather left.
Yes, that legacy.
Grandfather
left.
And I don't think you want to stop that legacy.
That's right.
But is God telling you, really?
He wants
to
take
it. Get honest, let's get honest. To work in the, like you said, in the devil's workshop. As a Christian, is that what God wants you to do?
And before you answer that, remember some of the things the apostle talked about last week, how you were able to help people in the bar. It was great because a buddy of mine watched your show. You said you counsel people, help keep their marriage together, yada, yada. Remember that dynamic y'all was bouncing back and forth? So here's how God strategically places us in situations. Because you're able to remember, you was breaking it down, and a buddy of mine caught that. So you're a counselor, you this, you that, blah, blah, blah. So here's a role you play here. I just wanted to say that. A buddy of mine driving past your thing, he saw you shoveling the snow. So you can see, okay, you're in the devil's business, as you said, but you're the godly man. Now I'll let James Apostle's question.
Like you said, I could have been just put there the same life. You know, just because you're drinking don't mean that you're a bad person.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? It's like them, when them people were arguing, they literally said, this is it.
Right.
This is it. She did it like this.
She took that thing off.
Put it right there. I did like this. Nah, baby. Put that back on. I'm like, y'all really?
That's good.
So y'all gonna throw away 30-something years over a misunderstanding?
Right.
That you can just take yourself in another room and he take yourself in another room? And y'all blew off some steam for a while and then come back and talk it out?
Well, that's a noble thing. That's good. That's wonderful. But we're talking about your life.
My life.
I mean, where you're going to be happy and have joy and feel good about you. You know, I mean, sometimes we do things for noble reasons. But where's your joy though? I mean, you were last week, man. I couldn't find no real joy in Los.
And that's never me. And that's the crazy part about life. You're not the first person to tell. A lot of people have told me that they don't see the same Los no more. Like they don't see that glow, that happiness. Maybe they're about, they tell me, like, I don't want to see the gap no more. I'm like, what you mean?
Serious.
You ain't never smiling no more.
It's serious.
I'm like, man, sometimes you gotta change your mindset to get where you need to go. You know, when I was happy Los, I'm still happy Los. Don't ever get that wrong. I'm always happy Los. But when in that business aspect, people try to run over you because you're happy Los. Sometimes you gotta put that foot down and you gotta be somebody you don't want to be.
Tighten up a little bit.
You gotta tighten up a little bit.
Right.
But then like at the same time, then you say, where's your happiness? Where your joy come in at?
Right. Saving that
cup. Mystery.
Having that cup with the rings back on.
That was satisfying. And in that moment, that made me think, like, man, that's something I would want to do.
That was
right. It made me think, like, I always was the type of like, man, I ain't never getting married. I ain't never doing nothing like that. And then I'm like, man, that was, you know, 30 years, man, with just one person. That should be beautiful,
somebody
man.
Somebody be happiness is based on happiness.
Okay, Kelly thinks she knows where I'm going.
Okay, Kelly, where is
it? I get it. That reason. I want to say something.
And what about also taking it to another level like Joel Osteen did? You know what I'm talking about? He took Daddy's Church and made it boom. Now, y'all know Joel Osteen. Daddy started in a storefront with 10 members. Lowe's trying to take the learning to another level, then he'll be satisfied, then he can walk away.
I've been having visions. I want the Lord to be everywhere. Like I said, I'm not saying any of these women in here and messed up. with anybody. Like, I need to make some more money. Come on down here.
Right, yeah.
Come on, Jack, what you need?
Come on down here into the devil's workshop.
We all Christians in this devil workshop. If you don't get sucked in by that devil's mentality, then you can go out here and do what you want to.
Let me
say something.
Nobody's perfect. Now, I wrestle with this as a Christian man, and as I just wrestle with this, Like, I just don't believe nobody's perfect, Apostle.
Of course.
I don't think no pastor, no bishop.
Nobody.
I think sometimes the people put too much, they lift the man of God up on a pedestal, and I believe then they like it, and they flaunt it, and I believe behind closed doors, I just don't believe nobody's perfect. I mean, we all get our... So if you have a drink, are you going to hell? If I have a drink on my birthday, am I going to hell? Am I being secular because I have a drink? Or if I went to the Larkin and I do the blow off steam one time, and I did, I'm going to say, I went to the Larkin to blow off steam and I have a drink, and I've been grinding, trying to do this. I'm loving on my family, the church family, working hard, visiting people in prison, yada, yada. Then I go have a drink. Am I secular? Now I'm going to hell.
Oh,
you're going to hell now.
No, that person is praying. Is going to go to hell.
Just a messy house,
okay.
And all these things that seem like they were tasks and overburdened.
Thank God.
She was thanking God for him because the dirty dishes mean
I ain't good. I got clothes on my back. I got a house to come up to.
Exactly. A lot of people don't have those things.
Right.
So we as Christians have to be, we should see thankfulness in everything. And see, here's where I'm going with you.
Okay.
Don't say it's the devil's workshop if you're there.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't say it's the devil's workshop if you're there.
Okay.
You look at it differently. Look, thank God for what my grandfather's done.
And my father. That's right.
And you know what? People may enter in here, but I'm going to make sure that when they leave here,
right,
they're going to have been touched by God.
Can
I tell you something? Jesus would
be
hanging out at the Lark.
The Lark, sure would. Remember I tell y'all that? Yes.
He wouldn't be.
He
even said in the book of Revelations,
right,
to the church of Laodicea,
behold,
I stand at the door and knock.
Would nobody let him in?
Church folk wouldn't even let him in the church. He can knock on the door of the Lark and
come in. Let's open it up.
And he can come in. And if you let him in.
That's good, Apostle. That's good.
Just sit back and watch.
I
gotta let him in. Is he coming with me every day?
Well, there you go.
And I'm gonna let him in.
So out of your mouth. See, all I can only come out of your mouth. Can I tell where you at?
Wow.
Only out of your mouth can I tell where you at?
That's good.
If you gonna call it the devil workshop, it's gonna be the devil workshop.
And devil's gonna follow the tongue.
But if you blow the mind of folks and say this is gonna be God's house.
Wow.
How that gonna be God? How can
he give him a word? He changed his life.
Because you said it was.
Yeah.
You said it was.
I said that about this. When they leave, I always say God bless you before you leave.
When they leave, I say,
God bless you.
And
everybody
say you're going to come to church when we shoot pool. Maybe say,
yeah,
I'm going to come
back.
Oh,
shoot, that's going to be my son.
We got to tell about the church and churches on our radio broadcast. We always do this. I got to interrupt y'all. Got to give me 1 minute. It's 7:42. We love church and hip hop. Our church is True Light Church. It's 1799 East 55th Street. Morning service, 10 a.m. teaching and learning the word. 11:30 a.m. I'm up preaching the gospel. We thank God for that. Wednesday night, tomorrow night is New Life in Christ, our interactive Bible study, Bible teaching. Monday and Tuesday, we have GED classes, 5 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, we have AA meetings. On Saturday, we feed the community from 12 to 5. Those AA meetings are, I had four people text me, ask me about those. Those AA meetings destroy any addiction except Christ first and get in those classes. Every Thursday, 7 p.m., Jerome, just come down to the church. He'll help you out. Clean and sober for 25 years. Shout out to Jerome. Listen to our radio broadcast on the Praise and the Nation Radio 1000 Thursday at 2 p.m. The Light. Our radio broadcast. Watch us on television, Time Warner Cable, Cleveland, Channel 21, Monday, 10:30 a.m., Friday, 6:30 p.m. And now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, we do it on our broadcast on the radio. I want you to stop right now. I want you to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus lived, he died, God raised him from the dead. You are saved. Holy Ghost is filled in you now. Go find you a Bible-believing Bible-teaching church. Get baptized and get involved in ministry. Go there as the crowd, become the congregation, and then become the committed. That's what we teach at TLC. Accept Christ right now at 7:43. It only took me 1 minute to do that. God bless you. We love you. Peace and love to the family. We're praying for you. Get saved. Come and join the church. All right?
Amen.
Back to church.
One thing they say when they sell alcohol on television, what do they say? Drink it in moderation. Drink it in moderation. Why can't you talk about, in your place of establishment, about moderation? Because we all like a drink.
Right.
I mean, some people may not like alcohol, but everyone likes a drink. Some churches say you shouldn't. Some churches is okay.
It
depends. But here's the thing is, if you teach and you show moderation.
Right. Everything.
Moderation. Okay. You know what? Hey, you know, you can look at a person, hey, look, two drinks, three drinks, that's the middle. When you're losing money. No.
Right.
No.
They'll come and have a good time.
No, you're not, because they'll come, they'll enjoy themselves.
They'll keep coming.
You know, and it can be a blessing to what you're doing, because you're doing it in moderation.
Oh, trust me.
Because
believe
me. Right.
And it could be a blessing to stop somebody's drink.
That's right.
They had too much to drink.
That's right.
Then Lord will say, no, man, that's too much.
That might be. I didn't do that. I didn't even say that.
That's okay.
But that's okay. And then came back and he was like, thank you. You know what? I didn't do that.
kitchen.
Trust me, I didn't get all that shit, brother.
Get your food in there. But they don't spend on liquor, they can spend on food.
All right, looks like I got a hot topic. I got somebody who's calling in. They're young. They're texting me like crazy. They say, we got to do this. They want us. They know it's about entrepreneurship, but they love how we do it. Baby mama drama, all that. Young lady, she wants us to talk about relationship titles. She's 26 years old, and in the relationship, they've been kicking it, as y'all say. She needs y'all advice, all y'all young Turks. They've been kicking it. Yeah, now they've been kicking it. So now they want, she says, should there be titles in a relationship? If we are together, Carlos, all y'all, and I'm taking her to dinner, taking her out to the movies, go over her house, she come over my house. We do this for 6 months. So there's the so. But now he says, we don't need no title to define us.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You guys are on the same page.
You guys are on the same page.
If y'all ain't on the same page, then y'all shouldn't be doing that anyway.
He kind of skated up out of it. This is the thing.
When they don't want to put a title on it, that means he don't want to make an exclusive. So if he got a side or something else, or I ain't your boyfriend, but why are you tripping?
Why are you mad?
I ain't never said I was your boyfriend. No, dude. We're going to make this black and white.
Right.
We either are or we ain't. Together or not, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Or you my man, or you my woman.
Now, what are y'all saying?
You my side chick?
What
one of these girls is going to become your woman.
We'll make one of my woman?
Yeah.
Right.
We kicking it every day. Now y'all can just say every day.
Kicking it?
No, kicking it.
Can you still drive hard and be in a relationship?
Lo.
What you mean?
Well, he, because with a woman get in the way of your drive. Juwan is married. Would a woman get in the way of your drive?
No, not if you got the
right woman.
If you got the right woman that's pushing your drive, it's always nagging about your drive.
What did you read about that, about being single? What did it say? I read it.
It said you're going to be, unless you find someone that understands you,
okay,
you're going to be lonely and single.
So while you drive.
While you drive. And, like, honestly, I think that's why I'm in a predicament there, because ain't nobody seeing what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm trying to,
yeah,
like, man, like, why
you need to grab a shot. Got it.
Stevie Buzz. So you can get Stevie Buzz?
Wow.